Another part of my authenticity that I have struggled with lately is what and how to feed my son, because I would prefer to eat mostly vegan. And I bought these vegan cookbooks and vegetarian cookbooks and realized that my son does not want to eat a lot of that stuff. I was even doing the food delivery that was vegan, which I could continue to do the food delivery, and I may, but just make it all kinds of meals, because I'm wanting to eat mostly vegan and he does not want that. So in this case, I don't believe it was love or ego, because I don't think it's egotistical for me to want to eat vegan. I think it's about my love for the planet and for humanity, my love for the animals, my love for nurturing this planet. That is love. But my love for my son, is greater. And he needs to eat in order to survive. So I need to feed him things that he's going to eat. So this week I decided to buy chicken and salmon and sausage. And he has eaten everything of it. So that is really good. And I did too, and I could have chosen to eat vegan over those meals, which means I would be making more food and more time. But the goal is to live a calm and peaceful life and let things flow. So I'm only going to make one meal per lunch or dinner, whatever it is we're eating. So that was something I really struggled with. And this week I decided he does eat some vegan stuff. He loves chickpeas. Usually. Sometimes he loves cannellini beans. I mean, sometimes he loves fish and sometimes he doesn't. I mean, you know, things waver. His taste buds, or maybe how it's cooked that time, things waver. Sometimes we're not hungry for a certain thing. So there is that too. He has an opinion. He's a human. Sometimes he doesn't want a certain thing. And I could also be vegan on the weekends when he's with his papa. Or if his papa and I are staying together, he could make something for the two of them and I could make something for myself. I could. Or I could just eat what they're eating. I get to decide what's the most peaceful, loving route and go that one. So authenticity definitely differs depending on circumstances. What is the most authentic thing a person can do in any choice or situation? We get to make all the choices in our lives. Being aware of what's most authentic and most loving. It's important. Of course, I love the planet. And so I will continue to compost and recycle. And when I do eat an animal, I will do so mindfully and be grateful for the life that they lived, all the people who went in to making that meal possible, but even plant meals possible. Gratitude for that. And now we eat it minimally, as minimal as possible. And that's authentic and loving. Because I still want to love the planet in all of my decisions. I want to love myself, my son, my family, humanity, the planet. In all of my decisions, as best as possible. That's authentic for me.